it with Marvin and Miss Mary this Saturday after supper, the 31st of March, 73, with Debbie. Channel 2 right, and beginning the visit with Marvin and Miss Mary this Saturday after supper, the 31st of March, 73, with Debbie. Channel 2 right, and beginning the visit with Marvin and Miss Mary this Saturday after supper, the 31st of March, 73.
Yes, sir.
$2, and that's about the way it went.
Well, I get five.
He didn't get much off of mine. Well, I tell you, I didn't want a whole lot of it for mine.
Yeah.
That's all I know is the charge.
That's a truth.
Yeah, Macintosh.
No, I go the whole thing. Barbara over there, he's been cutting my hair for a good long while. Well, I used to get one in Gainesville, and they got to going up so bad till I decided, well, I had to just go the whole thing. They still charge $2. Well, they just went up $2 in Hawthorne this year.
Oh, really?
And
I just made that case.
Then $1.70.
Well,
I started it.
Always cut it.
Cutting it for $1.50.
Yeah.
And then they jumped up a quarter.
Yeah.
And then they put a bulletin up and said, well, they give everybody about a month's notice. Say, next haircuts will be, you know, within a certain time will be $2. We had to go up for some reason.
Shut up, enough.
For some reason, well, I was explaining the haircuts. Cutting hair.
I thought the price was way up past $2 everywhere.
Hawthorne's the only place I know you can get a haircut for $2.
In Macintosh, you don't know.
I don't know. I don't even know where you can get one in Macintosh, you know.
Well, I tell you what, I went to Macintosh one time and he fleeced me. I mean, he really fixed me. He even fixes.
Well, he don't even have any to cut on there, a little bit around here.
Well, I just get my ears lowered. That's about it.
He's getting behind me, and I have to buy a wig.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
You can't have that.
Oh, I look back at those days when old Doofunny, old Kenny. I didn't realize he was so good. And before him, old Hugh up in Gainesville, right there on the corner where Western Auto went in, right along there. And Hugh had a stroke, another stroke. He had a heart attack, and then he had a stroke. And Kenny took over, and he was just almost as good as Hugh. And that liquor place went in, and Kenny was a Sunday school man, and he just couldn't stand it. So he moved over there on University Avenue. And he didn't stay there long.
Well,
the hippies ran him out of business. He couldn't get anyone to help him. You see, he couldn't get help either. You know why he couldn't? He was so good himself.
Mm-hmm.
They'd all go to him.
That's right.
And the other man would stand there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Idle.
Yeah.
Idle. Well, you know, they won't stand that forever.
No, they couldn't. Well, they can't afford it. At least, you were talking about the hippies a while ago.
Having coffee?
This fella in Hawthorne was telling me today that he cut 4 heads of hair and shaved 4 this week. And that's the first that he'd had in about a year. So, I mean, you know, evidently maybe some of them going to get their shaves and haircuts now.
Really?
Oh, you mean hippies?
Mm-hmm. And he said that they just wanted a good haircut, too.
All
I mean,
dark.
You know, just about like mine, you know. Clean shave.
A couple of boys walked up the lane there, just a little schoolboy. We thought there was somebody from Gainesville we knew, and it turned out they weren't. They'd run off, the road was so slick up here. During highway department, they fixed it so I'm telling you, you can't hardly stay on it when it's dry. They give you such an incline there. Bank. Anyhow, they'd scooted off and they came down here looking for a tractor. Somebody pulled them out. I wouldn't. Both of them had hair clear down the shoulder and I wouldn't pull them out. I didn't see them. Rick came in here to get the tractor. I said, call this tractor. Is that mean?
Yeah. Well, I don't think so.
You couldn't even see the face.
Yeah, the house a bunch went over yonder in the dinner place and got stuck. Come up to the house tomorrow and go pull them out. Marvin didn't go pull them out.
I ain't had a raining.
He didn't go tell them to go in there.
Of all the dry ground over there, they had to run down in a pond.
They deserved it.
And it'll rain it.
Oh, Marvin.
That's right.
You know my head's just about to bust.
Your head's hurting. Let Miss Miles give you some coffee. No, drink
you
little
don't
black
want
coffee.
No coffee.
What about
an aspirin? It might help your head.
You got an aspirin? I'll take an aspirin.
I sure will.
Okay, it's right here.
We've been in the woods of Holland. No,
you just started.
What about you, Margaret?
No, ma'am, thank you. I wouldn't care.
You've been in the woods of Holland.
We're trying to change our cows.
We changed our move
from one location to another.
We want to build some new cow pens. Get them out on the dry hill.
It's getting so wet down in there. People that's been hunting down there and got the road all turned
up. Now you all just up, just a going and.
She's gonna get you just a sweet of milk.
I'm trying to
run
the lights.
Yeah, huh? No.
You'd rather have water? Would you rather have water?
Yeah, I had.
Okay.
I can't drink milk.
She won't drink milk.
Okay.
I can't drink milk, maybe it is.
No, it makes me sick.
Oh.
I wish I like milk. My head's too empty or something.
Yeah, that's my trouble.
Least thing I do, I take the headache.
Yeah.
I'm yelling.
I never liked the headache. Am I had enough of them?
Well, I seldom have a headache.
No, but you sure do have a leg ache.
Your hip ache.
Have an aspirin?
No, ma'am, thank you.
What's this about yelling?
I've been yelling, you know, calling the cows.
Hooping the cows.
Trying to get them to a new location. Change their eating place.
Yeah.
We move the
circle.
I
don't care much about eating hay anymore, you know.
That's strange. I wonder what they're eating.
I want some a little bit high priced feed. It's that time of the year.
They want that fertilized grass.
That fertilized grass, and they'd just as soon you'd go to town and get them some of them range cubes, pellets.
They go to them?
Yeah, about $110 a ton.
Oh. Woo.
I can buy them cheaper than I can snap corn. At $120 a ton.
What else in it?
Nothing. Just snap, corn, shuck, cob, and all.
Mostly the snap.
That's right. And I never thought snap corn would ever get higher than $45 a ton.
No.
Mm-hmm.
it was less than
30
when I...
That's right.
Yeah. Just we bought me a time for $20.
$20, that's right. And people just about beg you to buy it.
Yeah.
You could buy regular shell corn for 35.
Yeah.
That's the regular kernel.
You know, I'd like to rent a place and plant a huge place of corn if I could get it picked.
Yeah, picking.
But I just absolutely am not going to go in the cornfield and pick no corn.
You're not?
No, sir. I'll never do that no more.
You've done it?
Who, me? I reckon I have.
We picked a many a load by hand.
Marvin and I were out in the back field gathering corn, and the sandspurs was eating me up. And I was stooping over like this to pick the sandspurs, and there went the biggest kind of a rattlesnake crawling
right between
my legs.
Feet.
And I didn't move. And you know, I kept that snake from biting me with the clover. He was under the clover.
Well, I had my rifle in the truck, and I could, when she said, "There's a rattlesnake," I just hollered, "Freeze, just don't move at all. Don't even bat your eyes."
And he went right on and got behind the truck wheel, and he was ready.
Yeah, see,
they're
not out to
bite
a still
target.
He crawled
right between my feet. I didn't move. And all that kept that snake from biting me, the clover was so high,
right,
and it was mashed down. And he was under that clover.
Yeah.
He could have bit you, though.
You were lucky in a way, weren't you?
I was really lucky.
Now that was out there picking
in the back field,
breaking corn.
Breaking corn.
Well, you know, that breaking corn, you got the weeds, the old beggar weeds, and everything
going
on.
That's right.
And it hardly any way to clear it where you can see it.
And for the peckers now, them the little morning glowers, you know, vines, they get up on the stalk and the peckers, they can't pick it for, you know, mashing it down.
Well, we don't.
In other
have
words,
no,
but they would come if you used to plant it, fertilize it heavy, and get enough rain on it. But you pick one row and the vines pull the other row down so bad, see.
The
pecker can't get to it. He just can't pick it up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess you just have to get a corn picker.
If we planted any corn, I know we would.
Yeah.
But don't you like to hear the corn in the wind?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd
like to grow corn.
It if it wasn't for the sandspurs and rattlesnakes. Don't mind getting
it. Hard to break off?
No, if it's good sunny weather.
After it gets dry good and mature and ready to pull, and it hangs down on the stalk, when it hangs down, it's all right. Then you pick it.
You got your fertilizer out.
Yes, sir. Sure
and
do.
You hold it.
And I hold it.
And you're not going to have any more of that fertilizer in the big wheat patch.
Hope not.
I tell you.
Oh.
You mean it over at the other place?
Yeah.
It's done and gone.
That's why you fertilize the weeds over there at that time.
But, you know, you couldn't. Them fellas are so far behind. So I could haul it and put it out before they could ever, a week before they could ever get out.
What y'all been doing?
Working?
Working. I haven't been doing anything. Just been no count all day. I just looking for something to do.
Well, that's just me. I'm just so no count till I just can't do anything.
You know what Daisy said? She thought it ought to go ahead and rain or do whatever it's supposed to do because it made everybody lazy.
Hmm.
Well, you know, that don't worry me about the rain. If it rains, well, let it rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna be lazy anyway, whether it rains or not.
And if it don't, well, that's nothing we can do about it.
Oh, I just said I was going to be late anyway, whether it rained or not.
Yeah. I tell you, today, it takes me a while long into the winter to get those things sealed, those windows there. See, I put that goo on it. See, I tell
you. Oh, that compound.
You got that compound there, I haven't put that up. And it takes me in the middle of the summer, you see, to get them out. But today it was so close in here, I just had to open up.
It's been hot today. It sure has.
You know, you talk about people doing things with a light touch. I had that compound on there enough to last 10 wears. Just a very small little crack.
You sealed it up.
Oh, I sealed it. I almost put a lock on it. And it's harder than mischief to get off. All you need is a leaf.
That's right.
And then you have to paint the windows again.
Oh, yeah.
You made several trips.
He made two trips a day. Oh, several times.
And I never would unload it without I was ready to put it out. I just unloaded it in the field.
And didn't have to handle it.
Didn't have to handle it but one time.
That's foolish, that handling.
Yeah, putting it down in the barn and then picking it up out of the barn and carrying it to the field and then have to pick it up again.
Yeah. That's the beauty of transporting it yourself. You don't have to do all that picking. They load it for you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And all you've got to do is work off your truck.
That's right.
Did you ever get your fertilizer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got your fertilizer, didn't you?
Yeah, they brought it the next Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want some lime.
You want lime?
Mm-hmm.
Lime or dolomite, it doesn't make any difference to both. Dolomite's a little bit ahead of the lime, but not much.
I got 15-5-10 fertilizer.
15-5-10.
Yes. It costs $67.
Well, I put out.
Mr. Moss, isn't that too strong for you?
No, it's not too strong. It'll stay there a little bit longer.
How much did you put in?
Well, I tried to put 300 pounds. But sometimes I put 5 and sometimes I put 2.
Oh, I put out 10-10-10 all the way as far as I could go. I did have to get some little bit of ammonium nitrate put out.
Yeah.
Oh, I got that 10-10-10 for 61.
Yeah.
And what did you say you got 515?
67. Delivered.
567.
No, 67 a ton delivered.
Oh, I thought he meant he got 560. Yeah, fertilized. I don't know.
Well, they might have something like that.
I don't know.
I didn't know either.
It cost $67 delivered.
I imagine that'd have been about what I was
looking for. No, he told me if he'd deliver 5 tons or more for the same thing, 61.
Yeah.
To, you know, regular customers, to customers.
Well, Farmers Mutual is right smart cheaper than these other fellas. And then you get that some of that back.
60, very little, though.
Yeah.
About
1%. Enough of it to even
1%.
About 1%.
Oh, seemed to me like when I bought up, say, I haven't bought in several years.
I know we used to get something like 3 or 4%.
Oh, really?
We got a check from them this year, and I imagine we spent $1,500 with them, didn't we, last year? What was the check?
$9 Just a little over $9.
So you can just figure.
Yeah, I got a check. What was yours, guy? 89 cents?
I haven't had one. I bought anything from it.
Oh, that's right.
Been 4 or 5 years. Yeah, I got a check from one time for $75, 80 cents. Well, we've got checks from that REA power company, and shares in it, 49 cents and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
It cost a dime then to cash a check, and then...
8 cents. That's
right. Cost more to write. Then
you get out of it. Now you hold it in your
pickup.
You didn't pull your trailer?
No, sir.
Just your pickup.
It was so easy, much easier to handle from the pickup.
Yeah.
I thought about carrying a trailer and maybe getting 2 tons at one time, place of hauling 1 ton, get two, but.
Yeah.
And I got thinking, well, you got to get out on the ground in that trailer, you know, to pick it up.
Oh, yes.
So, I'd just rather make an extra trip.
Yeah. Well, now, you know what you could do? You could put boards on top of it and just lay it up there.
Mm. Could have done that. Made it top heavy.
Hey,
that's what I do with that old thing out there. I haven't got anything to load out of, you see. Load into them when they bring it, you see. I try to get something high enough where it won't be so hard to empty it. So I just got two old doors, and I lay them on top of one of those old Silas trailers, you see, and they put it up there. Well, I can back up there with the back up to it with that little spreader, and I don't have to lift it much.
Well, I don't have to lift it that much. I had to pick up
with
spread of it. But I was talking to them guys, and I told them to write that company and see if they couldn't get them 50-pound bags. 100 is too much.
Yeah.
But you can get it in 50-pound bags, not 10, 10, 10, but most of it you can.
Yeah.
A lot of it. Ammonium nitrate's 50. I got some, what was it, 5-12-21 or something like that. Or 5-15-21 maybe it was. And it was in 50-pound bags.
We might get something else.
Did you have some ice cream?
No, thank you. I've had a plenty. We haven't been in just a little while, eh?
Would you like some ice in your water? No, thank you. You feeling better?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Well, I tell you, I'm enjoying this weather.
Yeah, this weather's just about right.
It's nice. If you had a garden, everything would be popping up today.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything planted new?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we got the tomatoes and we got the... cucumbers, and we've got the, I don't know where I'll leave that stuff. What you got planted?
That's about it to speak of.
And the cottage is just going to waste.
Daddy? Nobody eating.
Well,
are they past the, are they still good?
Oh, yeah. I thought you said they'd be good all year.
If they don't bloom out too bad.
But that don't do any good. I've been pulling them up, them that bloomed out, and give them a year.
And they like it?
Oh, yeah.
This
is called...
But there's some over there that's really got some leaves on them.
Mm.
And wide, real wide, thick leaves.
Uh-huh.
Why wouldn't the collards make a good salad?
Because they're just not a fit for salad. Use that collard salad, and you'd have the belly aches so bad too.
Oh, you think so?
I know.
Look
it.
Like it'd be just like a cabbage slaw.
Oh,
yeah, like
though, no, sir.
You have to cook collards a long time before you need them. So You cook them more than you cook cabbage, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Got a little more.
Well, I hope your tomatoes do well.
Oh, I do too. He's got the. His cousin gave him a bunch, and he set them out. And then he planted a lot of them, and. He's got his land fixed to plant his peas next week.
Plant some peas. Okra and first.
Oh, that's one of the best things you all have, is those peas.
Oh, no.
Them English peas?
Well, tell me, have you ever ate any...
But there's all sorts of...
varieties.
All kinds of... Mm-hmm.
Have you ever ate any Great Northern beans, green? I mean, they'd be shelled, not snap beans, but shelled.
Can I eat my cake? They shell had some cake.
No. We just put the cake.
They're all good. I thought I might plant maybe a row because it, making the way you gather them when they one comes
oh,
in, it's all
one at home.
They all ready. You just reach down, pull the bush up, and pick them off.
Oh, it is so pretty,
Miss Mary. Tell us, Miss Mary's got a cake at home.
I didn't bake it. I had it did.
You had it baked.
Cost me $10.
You couldn't get it down in a bushel basket.
Oh, it is too
about
pretty.
About the size
to
of the top of a
at.
Bushel basket.
Miss Mary?
A cake like that?
Round cake. Yes, huge.
Yeah.
Oh, it is so pretty. I said I was thinking Miss Miles could come see it.
Somebody get
I'm going to. Go to a birthday party tomorrow. It's for Aunt Nora. I ordered it for her. But it is so pretty. It's too pretty to even cut.
Yeah.
It's just...
Well, golly, for $10, huh? Yeah.
Oh, it's huge.
Flowers and all.
The bushel basket's this big around.
Yeah.
Must be that big.
It is. It's,
and layers?
It's real large.
Like this?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you have a lot of people to eat it.
Well, they will be. And I don't know whether anyone else is going to finish a cake or not. You know, a birthday cake.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to hand it out.
Yeah, probably some one or two more will get one. So maybe she'll have plenty of cake.
With flowers around it?
Oh, it's the most prettiest
thing. It's decorated.
Thing.
Yeah.
You got a happy birthday on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's got pink roses and I can't tell you how it's decorated. It's just so pretty. Happy birthday, Andy.
Where in the world do you get those things baked?
At the Federal Bake Shop there at the shopping center.
The Federal Bakery. Right there. We call it the Belt Lindsay Shopping Center.
Right there between
the
Beltlands and Nye's.
They got the biggest store on that shopping center.
And they do bake good cakes.
Well, it's joining Beltlands right there, right in the corner.
Did you know that, Faye?
Yeah, I know where the Federal Bake Shop is.
Don't you just like to go in there and look at the wedding cakes?
I like to go in any bakery and just smell.
Yeah.
They baked mine and Martin's wedding cake.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they did?
Uh-huh.
You can smell it when you open the door. You just
and
all kind of flavors.
I asked somebody about that, and they said, you know, after a while you get used to it, and you don't know.
You know.
Yeah.
I saw them girls in there today decorating cakes.
Making them roses is no more to them than you washing a plate.
Yeah.
Them girls decorating in there, and look at me, just as slim, you know. I just wonder, well, how in the world, tell myself, how in the world do y'all say stay slim in this place? That'd have to be a tasting all the time.
One girl said she never did eat any of it. You get smell so much of it you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, say you're such a killjoy.
My sister made sodas, you know, milkshakes. Mm-hmm. One whole summer she worked doing that. She said that the first month they did it, she ate about three a day. And the second month she didn't even want to look at them. She got so sick of them.
Well, that's a shame, isn't it? Right there where they're plentiful and just can't stand it.
Just couldn't stand it after a month.
I think I'd just have to get me a job somewhere else and go back to the malt shop.
You know that woman's still living?
The kind of woman?
Did
you hear from her today?
I didn't call up there today, but I called yesterday. That kind of woman that had that stroke is just up there just like she was. Oh, not a bit of change in the world.
That mine?
We went out to Cross City the other night. We left home. I was in bed. Marvin come to the door and says, "You want to go?" I said, "Yeah, let's go." And I thought, I don't know where we went. We got back home about 12 o'clock.
You were in the bed and got up and went to Cross City?
Yeah. Went to my brother. We had to have something done to the car.
Oh.
And I told Marvin, let's get over there to my brother.
No, we could put plugs in it and everything, and it'd run, put about 400 or 500 miles on it, and it was messing with me. Just... So, no, I've had it.
And
we found out her brother has been a mechanic for years for the county. And he does know automobiles and trucks and things like that. And he looked at the plugs and he said they're putting the wrong heat range in the plugs. And, well, we carried it up at this Shell station. And had the plugs taken out that was in there, and put and he put colder plugs still in there. And he should have put a degree hotter, and he put 2 degrees colder.
You mean up here?
Mm-hmm. So that's what was wrong.
It just surged. Yeah,
you know, every mile or so down the road, you'd just feel like somebody catch it by the bumper and pull it back on you.
Is that right?
Well, I never heard of that.
So...
Oh, no, I'm gonna be up like, oh, good.
Well, what do they do? Just put in what they've got?
I guess. So, he put a 11Y, it had a 9, he put 11 in there. Said if he could have got a 12, he would have put that in there. That's actually, he said, but the book called for a 11. But he said if he could have got a 12, it would have been a lot better. Because the plugs would have lasted. In other words, in place of putting about 4,000 on there, you could put about 8,000 on the 12.
Is that right?
So now it does all right.
So far.
I'll tell you what. I'd drop in over there every now and then if I had someone to check my car.
Well, it cut up so bad, I told Marvin the other day, I said, I'm going to trade it off. And I had it in my mind that I was going to get me a Monte Carlo. And I went and looked at them, and I wouldn't have one of them.
Yeah, I decided like you didn't want one, and the price hurt worse than the looks of the car.
It's like what?
A hearse. And I don't want one of them. And I called my brother that night, and I told him about my car, and I said, oh, I got to, can't put up with that. I got to get me another one. He said, sis, don't you do it. He said, you get you another one, and it'll be the same thing. He said, they ain't none of them no good. So the next day, we turned it to him.
He didn't say bring it to him at all.
I did it, though.
That's what you was hoping he'd say, wasn't it?
Well, drive mine over there sometime.
Well, he naturally can fix it.
Sure wish he had.
Well, he does know automobiles, that's for sure.
Yeah. We got in the wrong branch, didn't we?
I believe it.
Well, I think they can make more money just on these service stations waiting on the cars than I could make over here with all this equipment.
Now, he did something that I've never seen done before, and that's the only one I imagine in the United States like it. He got one of them little old Alice Chalmer tractors. And it didn't have the pulling power he thought it should have, so he got a hold of a little old, what was it, a little old Austin, I guess it was. Something or other. Or no, it was English Ford. And he taken the transmission out of that and built it in with a transmission that's already on his tractor. In other words, he got two transmissions on it. And now it's got the power. It'll pull this house just about off the blocks, and it'll little bitty thing.
Is that right?
Two transmissions?
In one tractor.
I thought it was a crackpot.
In other words, you shift it. You shift this transmission in gear, and then you got to get back in and shift this one to get it going.
It'll go.
Huh. It'll pull and it'll run. It's got that high speed Ford, you know, English Ford transmission, and then it's got that low speed tractor transmission.
Yeah.
And you can get them both in there. It's got a low high.
Yeah. And that's your brother who does all that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he was all those things. Gee whiz. No wonder you all go over so often.
Well, he can fix a drying line.
That's what he worked on mostly.
He retired on one of them.
Caterpillars, drag lines. Other people would give him up, he'd go and fix them.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Well, how'd he get into all that?
I don't know. He's always known automobiles.
Oh, when he was building that road out there in front of the house, they had an old drag line out there dipping sand out of that ditch. And they got to where something was happening that they couldn't, it wouldn't pick up. And so he was out there. He come to see us that one Sunday, and that thing was setting out then. Mechanic come and working on it, and he walked out there where he's at, and he had spent a couple of days on it already. And Coy told whoever the guy was, he says, you don't know, he says, you don't know what to do for? He said, no, he says, I've done about everything I know to do, and it just won't work. He said, well, he says, I can help you if you want me to. So he said, well, if you can help me, I would sure appreciate it. He just crawled up then, mashed a button. That's all he needed. He just, it was a button there that you had to mash to let the air out of a line somewhere. And that mechanic didn't know it.
Yeah.
Just mash that button and he's in business.
Yeah. You know, this fella I've got several televisions from him down there. At Ocala, and he knows all the things. He don't have to get into it and fill around. And he can fix something in 15 minutes that another fellow you see would have to spend a half a day on.
And go through the whole thing trying to find out what's wrong.
Yes. And you take this electronic stuff now, it's so complicated you can't learn.
That's right.
Have to know it. Gee whiz, it's remarkable. It's amazing what he has, what he carries in his head. I'd like to have somebody to help me like that.
You know, anybody can fix a television, though, too. They must know something, because I'm telling you, that's a complicated thing, I would think.
These little exact things to put in where I can put it on here. then I can tape it, and then also these little speakers are a little better than those. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Just all that television, man, don't put them in right. Because I haven't had any luck at all. They put them in wrong. And you see, you put them in up there where they don't interfere. If you want to play this, you can. Or you can just cut this off, and it'll play here.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Hmm. And they don't seem to be able to get it in the right place.
Hmm.
Just regular television, man. And he can do it in just no time.
Lots of times that we're not, you know, we don't want to be around, want to hear the news, and you can just tape it.
Somebody understands. I'd like you to keep an eye on the doctor. Case? I most definitely will. You look a bit under the weather. Just a headache. If it'll make you feel any better, I'll have a couple of aspirin.
York State Bowl, Manson and Son.
Who?
Sanford and Son.
That funny?
That's comedy.
I had Angelica on here, and I was going to play it for you sometime.
You're just...
But I forgot
about it. Sanford and Son comes on at 8 o'clock on Friday evenings on Channel 20. You sure ought to take that. I'm glad that ain't that.
Two colored fellas in the junk business. So you probably heard him.
No.
In the junk business. And that old man, I tell you, he's all right.
Something?
He's it's just comical, that's all.
Yeah. You know, you get Channel 20 better than I do. I get it on this thing here, but it's not very good.
It's not very good on ours either.
Why, I was over there at Drama Do, and it was...
Well, I say sometimes it's not good.
Yeah, sometimes it's pretty
right?
good.
I get a feeling of this, you see, now. Yeah, you're going
to turn it up. I'll get all Harvard and give you the Willis. Some of the programs are good enough to listen to again.
Well, at the 20, it seems to be a strong station, but it's not strong enough sometimes to come in over that Channel 5, you know, the educational.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
is that right?
And that Channel 5 is on, at times, it kind of messes up Channel 20.
Oh.
I don't know.
He cooks such a good cake. And the best ham.
It seems to. At least I lay it to it anyway.
Well, there's not much on Channel 5 you need to get.
Well, not a whole lot. And sometimes there's things on there that...
They get the politicians.
Well, there's some few things that I like to hear on 5.
Like if you're going to have an election, you see, they'll have all the people there.
Oh, sure.
Call,
mm-hmm.
I don't listen to them all the time, but I always think I ought to.
Well, I don't know if you listen to everything they said. Well, you do it.
Yeah,
well,
you better do it all the time.
Did y'all see President Nixon's speech the other night?
Yeah.
Was that Thursday?
Yeah.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
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 I
listened.
You
did? I heard it. Did you hear?
Mm-hmm.
How about that meat?
Yeah, how about that meat?
Well, he froze. Why did he freeze the price right where it was at?
You know, they're going to have a boycott tomorrow, Monday at the livestock market.
They are?
The farmers, that's what I heard on the radio. I think that the farmers is going to put a stop of people carrying the stuff up there.
Oh,
if it goes down.
Is that right?
That's right. I sure wish I could be up there looking on you.
Well, what's happening to this meat? The packers
Martin
are making the money.
Martin said somebody's going to get killed.
It's not the foreman. It's not the man that's selling it over the counter, but somebody's making it, so there's just leave one more person. That's the packer.
Yeah. Oh.
That's it, because you can figure it for yourself. Run an average, and you figure, well, cows, just good fat cows, are average about 40 cents a pound is an average, good average. All right, time you get that cow dressed, that's about a 75 cent meat, see, because they'll lose not quite half.
And he's going to import that Argentina beef in here, and that's going to ruin us.
Well, I don't know if it will.
It will.
I don't know.
It won't be. Our meat won't be.
I don't know, because he's figuring. I think he's figuring like this, and there's other people figuring the other way, too. There's people figuring, well, we can hold ours, and they can't get enough in here from Argentina to satisfy the people, and they'll start hollering. See?
Yeah. What they ought to do, if they're going to bring the price of meat down, they ought to level everything.
They should.
Seed, feed, fertilize, groceries, clothes, and everything. They ought to bring it
all
down.
If they bring the price of...
They done cut pork to 25 cents a pound. I mean, they cut it 25 cents.
Uh-huh.
Well, if they bring the price of meat down, way down, then they're going to have to bring the price of feed down, because... And then the people that's fed this winter is going to lose money.
Uh-huh.
Because the price of feed, see, is so high. Like last year, snap corn at the highest with molasses in it was $60. Now, if you get it with molasses in it, it's about $135 a ton. So that's there's a difference. Uh-huh. And people's got to buy this feed in order to fatten them steers.
Yeah. What did you say about your livestock market?
They're going to have a boycott there Monday. They're going to boycott the livestock market.
They just not going to take them in?
I don't know.
I really don't know what they're going to do, Mr. Miles. All I know, I heard it on the radio. And the farmer said they just weren't going to put up with it.
Yeah.
And they said something or other about what Thompson said. That was the man, you know, manager of the livestock market. I don't know. If I can, I'm going to try to make my wife cheer me up.
He's not going to run up there.
I ain't going to be so brave, but I'm going to.
You want to go up there?
Sure, I do.
You
want to
see it?
Yeah, see what happens.
No, I do.
Well, I
be there right when it opens.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you, if
I might get me a big board and make me a sign. And
if they're going to boycott, they should start Sunday. That's when the most of the cattle goes in.
Yeah.
Be on Sunday afternoon.
Well, maybe they're just not going to have no sale.
Well, they'll have a sale if they get the cattle there.
Well, they might
not
now.
You know, all them cows we've seen in them trailers going that way today, they might be going a day ahead of time. They might be fixing to beat the boycott.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's just as soon feed them now as stay in their feedlots.
Feedlots. That's high price stuff.
That's high price stuff, that's right.
They got money in that.
$2.20 a pound for steak in Crow City.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been getting it in Hawthorne for $1.11, $1.09, and $1.11. And we got mess yesterday, was it? One day we was over there, and it's $1.49. But it's still cheaper than you can buy it in Winn-Dixie.
Yeah.
Or any place else I've been.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
glad I don't have a lot of feeder cattle.
Somebody's going to lose some money, I'm afraid.
But that's a curious thing that they pick out the farmer
on the prices. Mm-hmm. Everything else goes
that's
skyrocketing.
Right. Now, they could bring the price of feed, water, and stuff like that back. Then they could roll the price of meat back along with that. But you notice I saw on TV on Channel 4, the news, where down south there where strawberries was in and tomatoes was in and corn and stuff like that, you might have seen it, where they was going, the people was said they could make money by letting the public go in the field and pick it or sell it side the road. Tomatoes for 10 cents a pound.
Yeah.
Side the road. And people was waiting in line for it.
Oh, yeah.
Whole beans picked for $1 a bushel.
Good night.
Oh.
That's right.
Strawberries. I heard one woman say, I says, I bought 3 pints at the Winn-Dixie for $1. And says, out here, she says, I'm getting 3 quarts for $1 and better berries. So they're just doubling it, see? Mm-hmm. And the man says, well, he says, I'm making money. Because he says, I wasn't making that selling it to the stores, to the market.
No. And all that picking to do.
That's right.
Picking make money.
I do love whole beans.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Well, you know, those same people that are complaining about the meat prices, and they're high. I wouldn't think anything of going down and paying 3 or 4 prices for a dress.
Oh, no.
And they're just unreasonable as meat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the mutual, more mutual, has stopped selling fence posts.
Have they really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the reason?
They're going to sell it. Well, they claim they can't get them. They're going to try to put out a steel post, but it's going to cost so much to you can't afford to buy it. And you know what steel does in the ground. You put it in the ground, and 2 weeks it's that thick and rust. So, that's not going to work out.
That's not going to work.
I don't want no steel post.
So they can get more for pulpwood than they can post.
Is that right? As much as they sell them for. Of course, they. But boy, they don't have the process.
That's right.
Well, that would be something when you couldn't buy a post.
That's right.
Well, it's coming to that. It's already to that.
You know one thing about this meat that runs it out. Now, we were talking about this. You see, they put out all those food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people that get them food stamps, that's just clear money.
They can afford to buy meat.
They can afford to buy meat, and they go from cheap meat to high-priced meat, or little meat to a lot of meat. Well, now that when you do that clear across the country, that kind of adds up.
Did you see all them horses they was butchering?
I heard they were.
No, I ain't gonna eat no hamburger. Not till I get to. Let's see. People say, well, the horse meat's labeled. Sure, it's labeled when it leaves that packer, but when it leaves that packer, there's nothing says you can't pull that label off of it and grind it and sell it for hamburger, is it?
Yeah, and you know something else? You know, weenies and bologna and such stuff as that is government inspected too. But if you used to go and watch them make weenies, you wouldn't eat one. You sure wouldn't eat them.
Well, that them
stay. If you saw what they put in them.
If you seen what they made them out of. It's old cow lights. They
lips,
put in the old lips.
Nose.
The eyeballs.
Nose.
That's right.
Yeah, I watched them make them.
Is that what they call an all beef
hot
dog?
That's all.
Eyes?
That's all beef.
They sure do. They
and,
don't
and
throw away
our
and
the pork.
Them old cow lips goes into it.
I thought I didn't like hot dogs. Now I know I don't.
And you know you can take them and put them in a pot to boil them and the things will float. They're just so light. Just like a bag of air.
As soon as the water gets hot, it'll swell up about so big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He never would eat one until he come back from the army.
Well, you learn to eat a lot of stuff in the army that you ordinarily wouldn't eat. That's what you call self-defense or self-survival.
Ain't that the truth? You
learn a lot of things in the army, you don't know. Well, we'll just have to eat swamp cabbage.
No, it's against the law to come. It is, really.
That's right.
They done passed the law on them now.
But if I see one now on it, I'm going to cut it.
Not against the law on your own property.
Well, I wouldn't think so, not if you wanted to cut it, but they claim that you should get a permit from your county commissioner to cut any tree on your property. But if I take a notion to cut one, well, they better come out and stop me, because when I, if I get that saw to going, it's going to be too bad.
Do you reckon we're going to have some rain tonight? It's hot.
Do we need it?
No, ma'am.
We've had enough.
We sure don't need any rain tonight.
The foot of my lane down there is just squishy. There's water standing down there.
Well, he went down there and he drove your shirt.
I had to move all the feet.
Drama. Out from the lake because we can't get in there to it. It's just a mess.
Slop lolly down there.
Just can't get in and out.
I think we're going to try to put us up another corral back in them woods or somewhere on the hill this time. If we can get permission, we have to get permission to put anything back there, you know, anymore.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Or let them, you know, suggest a place. You can suggest it, and then if you, the man that's over that track, he can okay it while you're all right.
You don't want any low ground, right?
No, sir. And that's what we've had for several years. And,
Oh, you mean over in the company?
That's right. Uh-huh. And every year, just about every year, it gets to where you can't, when it starts raining, you can't get down there. If you wanted, had three or four yearlings that needed moving, or a cow, something that was poor, and cow and calf you wanted to get, you couldn't get to the pen to get them.
Yeah. You know just about all your animals, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Keep up with them pretty well.
Well, now, is your car running all right now?
Just fine.
But you got that new, the right kind of spark plugs in
it. I reckon. It runs good now.
Nobody grabbing the bumper?
No, not yet. Anyway.
Oh, they ain't just make a whole pile of junks and sell them for a fortune. They ain't no good.
Sell them for a big price.
Not me. Well,
at least you aren't driving. What was that car you said looked like?
Monte Carlo?
Yeah. Yeah, I seen it on TV. And that's what Mike Douglas' celebrities ride in, you know, from the airplane to the hotel, from the hotel. And it was a pretty car, I thought, and I got after Martin to go in and and let's look at one. That'll want one. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Well, they afford about $4,800 to start with.
Woo! I don't want one. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not the biggest Chevrolet.
No, it's not the largest. It's that. What is that? It's just the it and the Bel Air is about the same size. But that other one, what's the?
It's got two doors to it and a glass shelf. It is just like a hearse.
And it's a Chevrolet.
Yes, ma'am. But it sure didn't look like that on TV. I thought I wanted one, but I don't want anything.
Oh, Ricky got him a job.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he's working over there helping Eddie.
Who is Andy?
I'm Jill.
Oh, that station cook. Out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did the cook boy get married?
Frankly.
I don't know, he got married now. He quit over there.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. So, he got him a job on the weekend.
Well, good.
He'd been gone all day. Left early this morning, hadn't been back. And that's the thing about them service stations.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they pay you overtime.
I don't think so.
They just pay the minimum wage. And
Now.
Work the stew out of you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Keep you running out front.
I ain't never seen anybody yet that worked at one that liked it.
They claim that they take in the money at them stations. But they make it mostly on oil and other products. They don't make it on the gasoline.
Yeah.
5 cents a gallon is what they
you
try
know
to
anybody
make
has on
their
no
gas.
Because when it gets up to 70 cents a gallon, are they?
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be 50 first of July.
Ooh.
That's regular. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the talk now. And you know they done started rationing it in Miami and St. Petersburg and talking about starting next. Well, this. In April in Jacksonville.
Is that right?
Rationing. Mm-hmm.
Is that right? What are we going to do?
I'm going to ride Loopy.
Well, that leaves me Molly. What are you going to do?
I'll do like Patterson. I'll ride the tractor. That tractor takes no gas now.
Oh.
But
no,
maybe you can get farm gas.
Yeah, that's right.
Might be able to get farm gas, and if you can get farm gas, why you can drive it from here to Gainesville.
Yeah.
Oh, you who want to drive? That is Bernie's tractor.
Well, I'd rather drive the tractor than the walk. No.
Woo.
I tell you, things are happening fast, aren't they?
Well, I see the handwriting on the wall. I got to get something that burns less gas in my car.
Well, that is a talk now. I don't know if it'll get there, but they claim that regular will be by the 1st of July. And I heard this in 3 or 4 times over the television, over the news, that by the 1st of July, gasoline will be 50 cents a gallon.
For regular?
For regular.
I use high cash.
And, you know.
Now, where you hear that?
Well, I've heard it over the news, over Channel 4 several times.
Oh, really? I just maybe cut that off whenever I
won't get to see one another.
We won't get to see one another.
Well, we sure will. We'll just get on those 2 horses and come over. You got plenty of horses over there.
Yeah, but they're too old to carry anybody. I'd be afraid to get on one of their backs. They'd fall down. Kill me.
Well, it could be we'll just go back to making gardens and staying at home.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. If I had sense enough to do it, I'd invent a valve to go in the car out there in a carburetor that would burn kerosene and have my barrel filled up for the winter and draw it up and put it in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Like the old Fords and tractors, you know, the old iron wheels that used to burn kerosene.
Yeah.
But why can't they make a car that'll do that? All they got to do is to put an updraft carburetor on one in place of a downdraft.
Rich man's getting richer and poor man's getting poor.
Like the old Model T, you know. The Model A.
Hey, that makes me think. I wasn't over there that day when you all had that visit over there. Debbie said something about it. Who is that? I wasn't there. I didn't hear you all talk about it. Who is Marvin's nephew who preaches?
Oh.
Little Bob.
Edgar.
Edgar. He don't preach. He just gets up and talks.
He just reads the Bible some once in a while. Just fills in.
Oh, I thought he gave the sermon.
No.
Well, the way he was talking, you know, and you was there, the way he was talking, he did, but...
But he doesn't really.
No.
What's his name? We call him Little Bub. Name's Edgar Pope.
Oh. Well, now, where did he get learn to do that?
He's one of the. So he's got something to do with the church down at Cross Creek.
Sure.
Sometime like a little junior officer or something.
Yeah. Well, there's not all of them can do things like that.
No.
Is his daddy proud of it?
I don't know. But I know something that don't stop him from drinking on Saturday nights. He wants to drink. I mean, I'm talking about his daddy now. I'm not talking about his daddy. Now, I don't know if he drinks or not. But
no,
he looks like he's about 14 years old.
He's older than that. He's Edgar's 18, I guess.
Oh.
He ain't tall.
Well, now, have you heard him talk?
Mm-mm. Now, he can open his mouth. He's got a big mouth. That's for sure.
He's always been able to talk.
He can talk.
Really? Talk too much.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well, how come I never run into him?
I don't know. You just weren't at the right place at the right time to meet up with him.
His daddy says he can talk the horns off a billy goat.
Is that right? Is that right? You know, back Mr. Dodd's father was over there, and he was talking about the Bible so much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I always wanted to hear him, but I never got over there. And then he got to having that trouble, and he couldn't talk so well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sorry about that. I just let everything get by me. Can't move or something. Can't get there in time. I always want to be able to get up and talk. I never could, you see. But I just envied them that could. Can you get up and talk?
Mm-mm.
You get up, Marvin, and talk?
No.
Not unless I have it to do. If I have to, now I can.
It depends on how mad she gets.
Yeah.
Hey, Mary, can you talk when you're mad?
You bet I can.
Is that right?
You just talk or you holler?
I talk.
Well, when did that happen?
It's all been all my life.
When?
He wants to know when do you get mad?
Well, when just whenever talk. Things don't go to suit me.
In general.
You need to say one word about me because he can get mad too.
I can't believe that Marvin Townsend can get mad.
I can't either.
You was talking about. You couldn't talk, and you said you could, and I said when you got mad. Yeah. That's what I said.
You get mad too.
I know I do.
You get mad, Marvin?
Once in a while.
When did you get mad?
When?
Yeah.
When I get aggravated, mostly.
Well, I mean, when did you get mad?
I can tell
you when he got mad. He got mad last Sunday night, and he got mad last night.
What did you get mad at?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Virgil bought knives.
Last night?
Last night. He has just absolutely drove us out of our minds. He is a nut. Why, Miss Mary?
Why? You mean he's still at large?
I mean he's at large. He's crazy.
He ain't gone back to bed yet?
No.
Well, hunting season be over in a couple of days. Come on, about a week and a half. It'll probably go in.
You mean it ain't over yet?
No, the turkey season just come in, you know. Today is a week ago.
Yeah.
And everybody said last,
nice
I think, 10 days.
I'm trying to tell him anyway not to hurt his feelings. And I told him, I said, Virgil, Miss Moss was over. And I said, she told me that that was the nicest letter that she had ever read. And she thought that it was very, very gentlemanly. Lord, I said the wrong thing.
See, there you done got mad.
He comes over there and he... What do you and Debbie think about me? Virgil, I don't know what she thinks about you. What you reckon Mr. Miles would do if I was to go over there? I don't know what he'd do. I told him one time, I said, go on over there if he kills you, dead, ain't you? And I said, sir, I said, what you reckon that they meant about being such a nice guy? Miss Miles, he's run me out of my mind.
Well, you told him, you told him I said it, just to forget about it.
And I told him, I said, Miss Miles, I asked Miss Miles why she didn't come over. And Miss Miles said she was busy acting. She was going to France.
To France? I wish I was.
Well, isn't that where, is that right?
I said she's going to leave the country.
Well, she's going to stay. Is she coming back? And he done found out, he said last night.